Don't you want to reimburse the
good morning, everyone. Good morning. Well, I enjoyed walking in to the end of the devotional service and hearing piano and some nice singing. And I have to say that I was very pleased to hear Dr. Jones and Abhi basically send us off working together in peace and traveling in peace. I thought that was a wonderful thing to hear. So thank you for doing that service. And our wise second vice president said we have to remember that during the resolutions report. Okay. I will go ahead and call our business meeting to order. And I thank each and every one of you for coming. What I would like to do before we begin our business is I would like to remind folks that we are recycling our badges. And so as we usually do, so if you can have your badges ready. Oh, that's true. Our wonderful, wise Ed Branch reminded me that I should probably do it after we do our resolutions and such. Because with this group, you never know. We may need to vote, and Ed will be watching for those orange dots. Okay. And I'd like to thank everybody who came to the banquet last night. Before we start with the minutes, I want to let those who weren't there know that we had an extra special, wonderful surprise. We had an a cappella choral group who entertained us last night for part of the banquet, and our own Ed Branch gifted that surprise to us. So let's give him a warm hand. Okay. You know, maybe we're going to have to separate Mitch and Roger and Artis, and, you know, they're really going to talking away in the front row. And I just, yes. He says, did you say something? All right. Let's go ahead and why don't we start this off before we go to the minutes with a door prize. Okay. And we're going to, we have one cash prize left, and guess what? I'm going to give that at the very end of our meeting. So just to let you know, a little extra encouragement to stick it out with us at the end of the meeting. We have some trail mix from
ACB Capital Chapter,
and we'll have our own Jeff Tom, who's everywhere. Pick that name. And Ed told Jeff not to worry because he said he took his out already. What? Jeff Tom! Jeff Tom won the trail mix. Well, Jeff will be feeding everybody on the bus on the way home. He said it's a good-sized box, yes. Okay, our first item of business will be the reading of the minutes of our business meeting for the fall convention. And what we're going to do, it's further to your left, way over there. Can you get it? To your right now.
Oh, I got it.
Got it.
Okay.
Perfect. And our secretary, Gabe Griffith, needed to leave for family obligation. So Jeff Tom will be reading us those minutes. Jeff?
Okay, these are the CCB Fall 2011 business meeting minutes from the convention at the Crown Plaza LAX Hotel. Friday, October 28th, Credentials Committee report. Rob Turner gave the credentials committee report. There were 12 chapters that were not seated. It was moved and seconded to approve the credentials committee report. The motion passed. Elections. Rob Turner read the slate of officers and directors, director positions that were up for election. Second Vice President Roger Peterson was the nominee and was elected by acclamation. Secretary Judy Wilkinson was the nominee. Gabe Griffith was nominated from the floor. Gabe won by a roll call vote. Artis Bazin was the nominee for a director position. She was elected by acclamation. Foster Brown was the nominee for director. Judy Wilkinson was nominated from the floor. Judy was elected by a roll call vote. Linda Perrell was the nominee for a director seat, excuse me, and was elected by acclamation. Eric Smiley was the nominee for a director seat and was elected by acclamation. Robert Wendt was the nominee for a director seat and was elected by acclamation. Sunday, October 30th, minutes. Gabe Griffith read the conference and convention meeting minutes from the spring 2012, but I believe it's probably 2011. Back to the future, they say. It was pointed out that the business meeting minutes need to include business conducted at the Friday evening general session. It was moved and seconded to adopt the minutes as amended. The motion carried. Treasurer's report. Peter Pardini gave the treasurer's report. The period covered was January 1 through August 31, 2011. Total income, $141,748. Total expenses were $163,235. Income less expenses was, wait a minute, let me read that again. It must be 263. It says one here. I'm sorry? Okay, let me eat this mic a little bit more. Thank you. Total expenses were 160, well, maybe not. Total expense, let me go back here. Income, $141,748. Expenses, $163,235. Income less expenses was a negative $21,489. There, that works. There was other income of a negative $6,683. All income less expenses for the period was a negative $28,171. The loss for other income was due to investments, but it was reported those were starting to do better. It was moved and seconded to approve the report. The motion passed. Resolutions. Jeff Tom gave the resolutions committee report. There were a total of 9 resolutions. 7 of these were substantive resolutions, and the remaining 2 were the appreciation resolutions. The committee report was adopted. Committee report. Constitutional and bylaws. There was no official report, but Roger Peterson did mention some upcoming possible proposals. It was stated that the one convention a year idea will probably be resubmitted and some possible proposals that could go along with that amendment. This was not an official report, so there was no action taken. Governmental affairs. There was some discussion regarding a capital day. Even if it is not held in conjunction with a convention, the feeling was that there should be a capital day. Again, there was no action taken on this report. Old business. Bernice Kandarian asked about a membership growth award. Artis Bazin reported that this award was switched to be given in the fall. New business. It should be the spring. That will be... Thank you. New business. Dirk Neihardt asked that the Constitutional and Bylaws Committee give a report on having speakers for someone running for office that is not at the convention and could not attend. Dirk also asked that the roll call of board member attendance to board meetings be published. It was reported that the attendances are already recorded in the minutes. Announcements. Dawn announced that she will be placing her president's report in the next issue of the Blind Californian rather than her normal president's report. The spring convention will be held in Burlingame from April 12th to 15th, 2012. Respectfully submitted, Gabe Griffith, secretary, CCB secretary. Okay, so we'll have that one correction then from fall to spring, and now I'll turn it back to Donna for...
Do we have a motion to approve the minutes? Do we have a motion to approve the minutes? Do we have a second? Okay, now it's time for discussion.
Yes, I'm sorry.
That's okay.
I wasn't listening. I was trying to ask Roger a question. I think that in the very first part of the report where it mentions the credentials report, we really should, for institutional memory, have the names of the chapters, the 12 chapters that were not seated.
Okay, Jeff.
I can ask that. Although I don't know that Gabe would have that information. So yeah, I mean, I'm sure it is recorded somewhere
on the audio. Yeah.
Yeah. Are you suggesting that the minutes need to be amended to have that, or that it just needs to be put it somewhere? Are you suggesting this needs to be amended into the minutes?
Yes, I guess.
Okay.
We're supposed to have sanctions for people who don't attend conventions and so forth. We need to know who they are.
Okay.
Artis?
I had a question. On the resolutions, I thought usually in the past we gave the title for the resolutions, didn't we, or not?
Yeah, we should, and that's something that you know, just helps me as well. You know, numbers, they all blend together after a while, and I've asked for numbers and titles, whether we're referring to resolutions, whether we're referring to bills. So if we could do that as well. Jeff.
Madam President, yes. I guess I would at least contend in that case that don't we usually have that in the Blind Californian, though?
Roger, I was just going to say what you were saying from the floor, so go ahead and let me. What we need to do is... Some people will get the Blind Californian, but in our minutes, and just to let the membership know, I have asked our secretary from this point forward, because yes, in the minutes at times, you know, there's a refer to attachments, and I have asked our secretary to, if he's going to do that, the attachments need to be directly attached to the minutes, so that everything can be all in one place, and it makes things a bit easier. I've learned just for myself in looking for minutes and checking motions and things, when I have to go run around digging for an attachment or something like that, it's quite difficult. So I'm sure that others would have that problem. So if we could have the numbers and the titles referred to in the minutes as well. Just for me, it's a matter of style. For some of our members, it's a matter of keeping our institutional memory in one place, which would be our minutes.
Okay, let me just be clear so that we give the secretary the proper direction here in my notes. These two things, which are obviously different, number one are the chapters, and number two are the numbers and titles of resolution.
Yes.
Should one or both of these apply to these minutes that we are currently doing? I just want to make sure that, because I want to make sure that I give notes to...
Yes, the person who gave the discussion said they want it to apply from these minutes forward.
Okay, from fall 2011 forward. Okay.
Madam President,
Okay. Kathy is asking for the floor. Yes, you do.
Sorry, make you run all around. I think that this information can be readily found from the credentials report without having to search too far. It should be included, but I think, too, that we need to give a reason. We need to know what chapters are here, which ones are not. We need to know so that we can follow through, and we need to make a plan so that we know what to do to help these chapters or find out who's complying or not. I know of at least one chapter that dissolved, and it's in your constitution. It tells you that you're going to give the monies to this organization when you dissolve or to one of your choice. Well, I don't know if they had a choice or not. We never heard that, but we sure didn't get the money here. And more than just worrying about the money, I think we've got to track our chapters so we know what we're doing. It isn't fair to the chapters who come all the time. If chapters don't come, don't let us know what they're doing. It's just not fair, and I think we have to have this information so that we can follow through on what's happening to our organization and what's happening to those that aren't able to be with us.
And this is, just to let you know, Kathy, the membership committee and myself, we already have a plan. We've identified those chapters who are not here. We've assigned who's going to directly contact them. And we definitely have a plan in place to do exactly what you've stated. And I also realize this is a part of the minutes or not a part of the minutes, but the discussion on the table is to approving the minutes as amended. So if we could specifically stick to the minutes, and I'm guilty of going off straying a little bit right now too. So if I can bring us back to focus. Frank Welty? And remember, specific to the corrections and or amendments in the minutes, please.
I rise to a point of order. Yes. Just in case, and I didn't hear one, in case there was not a second on Ms. Kandarian's amendment, I rise for a second on that amendment.
Yes, Frank seconded Ms. Kandarian's amendment. Okay. Okay, any more discussion on the minutes? All those in favor, please signify by saying aye, as amended.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Thank you very much. Motion carries. Now we have our treasurer's report, and I hear our treasurer to my far left shuffling paper, something that we just both love very much. So if we can please give our attention to Peter Pardini, our treasurer, who I think has done a wonderful amount of work at making our numbers more visible to us and putting everything out in the open and taking those reports through the suggestion of membership on formatting and all of that. Before I give it over to Peter, I want to let each and every one of you know, and this is a reminder that kind of goes out periodically, but I want to say it again. This organization belongs to each and every one of us. And Peter really puts a lot of time into putting these reports together. And I know it would do his heart a lot of good and mine and others, I'm sure, if people would contact the office and ask for copies, because I don't know about you, but sometimes when I'm at meetings and I'm listening to the reports, and I take notes sometimes and I'm listening to the meetings and such, but I don't remember all the numbers, and I grasp them much better when I go over them and can ask questions. And Peter's always available for questions. About the treasurer's report. So, Peter, thank you for all your work. And if you can go ahead and give us the treasurer's report.
Thank you, Donna. I'm going to begin my treasurer's report With the balance sheet as of the period February 29, 2012, and basically in our total checking and savings accounts, we have $164,682. Total accounts receivable, this also includes our loans receivable, $6,709. Other current assets, $917,607. Total current assets, $1,089,000. Of total fixed assets, $5,119. Total assets for the organization is $1,094,111. We have the following liabilities. Total accounts payable, $7,244. Total payroll taxes payable, $1,756. Total current liabilities, $9,000. Unrestricted funds, $584,954. Total board restricted funds, $41,737. Total temporary restricted funds, $455,525. Total permanently restricted funds, $128,000. Total income for the period, this is January 1st through February 29, 2012, $36,470. We have total assets and liabilities and equity, $1,094,111. The next document that I'm going to go through is the budget report for the period December 31st, 2011. In 2011, our budget on the income side was $286,420. During this period of time, we had income in the amount of $184,637, a difference of $101,782. During the same period ending December 31st, 2011, our total expense budget for this year, for last year, was $348,945. During the period, we had actual expenses in the amount of $269,027, which is a difference of between the budget amount and the actual expenses, $79,917. For the year ending, we had a net income. On the budget side, it's a negative amount because last year we had an unbalanced budget. Our expenses were greater than our income, so it's a negative $63,525 during the period for expenses less income. The amount was -$84,379, and that's a difference between the budget amount and the actual income less expenses, $21,864. We don't budget for other income, but we have other income due to the poor stock market. We lost in our other income $30,615 for the, if you include all of our income and all of our expenses, it netted out to a loss of $115,005. I'm going to move on and read our 2012 budget that was adopted by the Board of Directors. I'm going to do a line-by-line breakdown. On the income side, REW and Associates budgeted amount of, for this year is $23,500. TechLink Sanderson Group, $13,000. Vehicle Donation Processing Center, $35,000. Affiliated Chapter Dues, $5,000. Memberships at Large, $300. Life Members, $400. Conventions, $28,000. Contributions, $9,000. Ellen Murphy Fund, $5,000. Scholarships, $4,000. Newell Perry, $1,000. Grants, $500. Active Blind Incorporated, $10,000. Miscellaneous, $2,000. Monthly Monitor Support Contributions, $5,000. Sweepstakes Restricted Spring, $3,000. Sweepstakes Restricted Fall, I mean Unrestricted Fall, $1,000. Fundraising Mud Strut, $47,150. Legal Settlements, $7,500. Legal Settlement Education, $2,000. Interest on Savings and CDs, $13,000. CEA Loan Repayment from Borrowers, $2,250. This year we have to do a funds transfer in the amount of $57,545. And one thing that was added at the Board of Directors meeting, we'll have income because CCB will move into its new location, and as part of our lease agreement, the new landlord will provide us with $3,600 for moving expenses. So the total budgeted income for the organization for 2012 is $278,745. Now I'll move on to our expenses. Staff support, $46,000. Medical insurance, $14,500. Miscellaneous expenses, $1,400. Payroll tax expense, $6,000. Accounting services, $8,300. $9,250 for audit fees. Travel and transportation is $4,750. Telephone expense, $5,600. Vehicle insurance, $2,200. Public relations, $100. Membership development, $1,000. Rent, $28,000. Office insurance, $1,500. Workers' comp insurance, $600. Bond insurance, $170. Board of Directors liability insurance, $3,500. Printing, $1,500. Printing the BC in all formats, $9,500. License fees and property taxes, $200. Office supplies, $2,000. Postage, $1,000. Equipment rental, $1,750. Service contracts, $2,300. Office equipment expense, $1,000. Repairs and maintenance, $300. Web development, webmaster, $3,000. Board of directors expenses, $4,500. Committee expenses, $1,500. Dues to organizations, $3,125. Conferences and seminars, $3,000. Sales tax expense, $200. Scholarships, $15,000. Grants to individuals, Ellen Murphy Fund, $10,000. Crisis Committee grants to individuals, $2,000. Conventions, $45,000. Spring fundraising expenses, $300. Fundraising expenses, Mud Stretch, $2,100. $20,100, I'm sorry. CEA loan repayment, $5,000. And then we have, since we have to put moving expenses, since we're having to move the office, and that's $3,600. And also we're doing a strategic plan, and the budgeted expense item for that would during this year is $10,000. So our total expense budget is $278,745. And are there any questions regarding the treasurer's report?
Do we have any questions from anyone? Okay, hearing none. Well, I was sorry. Thank you. We have a motion to approve the treasurer's report as read. And we have a second. Do we have any more discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carries.
Thank you. Don, I have some additional, basically, I have some information regarding our current convention.
Yes, Peter, if you could give that, please.
Due to the economy, we did not meet our room night minimum, and we're going to be, hopefully the hotel will work with it and it won't be quite this much money, but the figure that was given to me, and I talked to this hotel salesperson, and she's going to see what she can do to reduce it. It's $2,800, but in addition to that, due to the economy, we did not meet our food and beverage minimum, and I anticipate that we'll have to spend about $1,000. So, basically, adding those two figures together, it would be $3,800. So I really want to encourage, people really need to be sure to attend the fall 2012 convention in Del Mar. Unfortunately, we have a little bigger food and beverage minimum. That amount would be $15,000 as opposed to $13,000. So I really want to encourage all your everyone to attend the convention and to tell your friends to also attend.
Peter, could I also ask you, Peter gave you the number of what we are probably going to have to pay back to the hotel. But we also did something for the membership in the hopes of gaining our full room nights. And the board, for those who weren't at the board meeting on Thursday evening, one of the things that we did was we also voted to subsidize the room nights so that you can have the room rate of $100 tax inclusive. And Peter, we subsidized each room night for in the amount of $12 and 88 cents.
Yeah.
$12.88. So that number is also money.
Let me do a quick calculation.
Yeah. See, and Peter didn't know I was going to do this, but as I was hearing him, otherwise he would have been ready. He would have been ready with that number. But in the interest of full transparency, I also want you to know that your board elected to do that as well.
So basically, in addition to that, there'll be a charge of $4,928.
Yeah.
But we need to remember that we had one thing in our favor, that we still have a deposit with the hotel in the amount of, it's either $25,000 or $3,000.
Yeah, I'm not remembering the full.
I can't remember the full the correct figure, mm-hmm. But that'll reduce that amount.
Yes.
So
we really need, during these times, we really need your full support to the best that you can give it, to come and spend time at the convention, buy your room nights, encourage friends that you know to come and spend time. Come and eat the meals. We have some great fellowship at the lunches, at the breakfast, at the banquet. I know times are tough, but the convention is something that everyone seems to enjoy. And for those that just heard and digested the numbers Peter gave you, we can't continue to be pulling from our reserves. We just won't survive if we do. Peter, anything else you want to say?
Not at this time. Again, as Donna has said, these reports are available to members, so please contact the office and we can send these in accessible formats to you.
Yes, absolutely. Okay, the next item on our agenda is a report from the Constitution and Bylaws Committee. And I believe that, before we go to the Constitution, Gene, there's a mic to your right. Oh, there you go. In front, there you go. Before we go to the Constitution and Bylaws, I need to let Gene make an announcement because it is regarding the volunteers. And while you're doing that, Ed, if you can get a wireless to Roger Peterson in preparation for our next item. Okay, Gene?
I know time is very short. Okay. I just want to piggyback on one thing before I talk about the volunteers. We have negotiated 4 future conventions, and the one in the fall is Del Mar, Marriott Del Mar, and that one is going to be, I believe it's going to be from November 1st through the 4th, and the all-inclusive room rate will be $100. We will not be subsidizing any room rates at all. That also, as Peter said, the next 4 conventions, our minimum food and beverage minimum, all-inclusive, we have to meet $15,000. Now, when we negotiated two-year contracts, this coming fall and fall 2013, which also will be at the Del Mar Marriott Hotel, both years it is supposed to be $100, all-inclusive room rate, so we won't be subsidizing. Spring 2013 and spring 2014, both we will be going to the Hilton Arden West in Sacramento, and that will be $95, all-inclusive. I'm doing this from memory, so that means we won't have to subsidize. So please, and both the fall ones will be late October. I don't have the dates. I think it's mid-October, the one in the fall 2013. And I believe, and I don't hold me any to this month, but I believe April will be the month that we will be meeting at the Arden West Hilton. We will have information. I'm just saying that right now, so please start planning. I know money is very tight, but we really want to put on events and things that address your needs. Okay, now, more importantly right now, we've been very fortunate. We've had volunteers. Our chapters have tried very hard to find volunteers, and also we've gotten great deal of assistance from AT&T Pioneers. I don't know how we would have been able to function without them. I don't know who all was here, but Sarah, Tina, and Anthony have just been the backbone. Without them, I don't know how we'd have done it. And I don't want to minimize, there's been a few other volunteers, and we appreciate that. And, of course, those of you members have been also helping out a great deal and from the chapters. So we have, unfortunately, a small problem this morning. We do not have all the volunteers we are hoping. Anthony is going, those of you who are going to the Millbrae Multimodal station to get to the BART or SAM Cham, we are only going to have Anthony for 1 hour from 11 to 12. We will not have any help after that. We may, knock on wood, there's a possibility maybe another AT&T Pioneer might be able to come in. She hasn't appeared yet. There's a hope. That could stay a little later. We do not have anyone that can go to those of you who want to go to BART at the International Airport Terminal. Okay, well, Anthony is not that they want to say, but Anthony is, he and Tina are delaying picking up their children. So, I mean, this is personal sacrifice, and I just, again, how these people are committed to volunteerism, and I don't know.
Steve?
Yes.
It's Mitch.
Yes, Mitch, I'm sorry.
Okay, let's get Mitch a microphone.
The shuttle, which runs every half hour, will take you to the airport station.
Yes.
So
No, that's not changing.
Okay. Well, the inference was that
Millbrae. Yeah.
No, I understand, but you mentioned the airport.
Yeah, but the people.
I hadn't finished yet.
Yeah, the folks that go to Millbrae, you know, apparently that's where they need to go, and we had all of this in the announcement and all that, so we do know that it goes also to the airport.
Now there are two different things. They contracted a shuttle specifically to go to the Millbrae station. That's not normally something served. Then there's the airport and two other this hotel and two other hotels contract with an outside company that does the transportation to the airport, to all the terminals, including the international airport terminal where the BART station is. We have no anyone to help you there. Now, I got a few, when I got back to my room last evening, I got some phone messages from some people who left after the and went to the airport to get that and had some issues with the company, and I've been speaking to our hotel staff who's talking to the people that are transportation, providing the transportation to one, to clearly notify them that they are at the international airport where the BART station is, try to at least assist them and get across the lane of traffic and get them in the direction of where the entrance into the BART station is, since, as you know, there's no such thing as sky caps in that area. So I just want to alert you that we're trying to ask them to be more cooperative, but they can't leave the vehicle except maybe cross street, or they're going to be towed away or have some issues with home security. So I just letting people know, and so I guess the good news is we just found out those of you going to the Millbrae, BART, Samtrans station, we will have one person that will be over there from 11 to 2 o'clock. So make certain that you're there. And that's why Sarah just came in to change what I was just saying. And thank you, Donna, for this interruption.
You're welcome. And it is 11 to 2. He's staying till 2.
Way to go, Sarah.
In the beginning, we were only having him till 12. He's staying till 2. Yes. So be good to him. Yes. All righty. We will now... before we go to Constitution and Bylaws, I want to let you know that I will put the convention information for fall, as far as the dates and such, in this coming week's connection. So guess, if you haven't figured it out, one of the things I'd love most of you to do is access the convention on a weekly basis. And I'll try and put
the California
connection.
It's been a long weekend.
The California connection. You can access it by phone, by email. That's okay. So definitely access the connection so that you can get that date of the fall convention at the Del Mar Hotel. And... we're doing a little bit of a delay here because Jeff needed to go run to go get something. And I hope it wasn't Ed that took him because...
It was.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, guess what you guys don't get that I was going to give you. But oh, Ed's back. Okay. Why don't we go ahead and do a door prize? Door prize. And let's have Gene. Oh, fudge. Let's have Gene draw the name. And this person is somebody that I really had a great time with in hospitality last night. We had good conversation. I got to learn a little bit about his story. And he was somebody who was really helping out the volunteers a great deal as well, running around. And that is Paul Patchy Sr. Yeah. Are you here?
Yeah, he's here.
But he's not in the room.
Uh-oh.
Next. Who might that be? Okay, do we have Eric Clegg in the room? Oh, we'll pick another name. No Eric Clegg. Oh, do we have John Glass in the room? Yay! Now, that wonderful voice came from the CCB team streaming table. John Glass is one of the team members. Give him a hand.
Also vice president of Silicon Valley.
And he is vice president of Silicon Valley chapter. And he probably will, let's see, I'm not sure who's back there at the streaming table. I could hear Marlena, so I know she was back there. And Stephanie is back there as well. So John might share his fudge. I don't know. We'll see. It's quite delicious. Let you know that we have been receiving emails from folks throughout the convention, and people are so happy with the service that CCB has provided of having the convention streamed by the team all weekend. We've been hearing a lot. The CCB stream team is what they are. Let's give them a huge hand. And for those who might not know who that streaming team was, we have Louis Herrera, who is also chair of our technology committee. We have John Glass, who is back there. Give him a great hand. He is also a member of CCB's technical operations group. We have Stephanie Rood, who is from Southern California. Stephanie! And we also have Rob Turner, who is helping periodically throughout the convention. So, Rob Turner, who is the president of the Silicon Valley Chapter of the Blind. This has just been a great team, and we received a lot of great feedback. I think Louis and Stephanie were having some fun last night during some downtime. Louis has a mixer that has sound effects. And, you know, as Stephanie was talking and such, he was doing some fun things with those. And people back home really enjoyed that, too. So I want to definitely give a big thank you to them. One of the things I also wanted to share with you, we heard right now from one of our presidents from one of the chapters that was not seated at Credentials. She was listening to the Credentials report, hearing about the chapters that were not seated. She was very thankful for having this streaming because it's given her access to the convention, even though she wasn't able to come. And one of the things that she shared that she really noticed was the chapters that were not seated. She said one of the things she saw that they had in common was that they were from rural places. And she said, you know, it's really hard for us to even get out of the valley where we're in. And so it is more difficult for us to get to convention. And this president was Linda Samulski from the Coachella Valley chapter, who basically checked in via email because she was able to listen through the stream and be a part of the convention even though she wasn't here. So everyone, let's give a warm hand to the Coachella Valley chapter and Linda Samulski for checking in via email. So, you know, that is definitely, our chapters have a number of issues. I've had people check in with me saying, you know, finances are also an issue. You know, I've been trying to make myself available this weekend to those who haven't been here as well, so I've been available via email as well. Jeff and Ed are, you know, getting his situation all set up here in preparation for Jeff providing assistance to Roger for the Constitution and Bylaws report, and they're doing plugging in and all this good stuff. And oh, I heard a good noise. It went beep, and Jeff went, there we go. We had to plug Jeff in. I think his battery, you know, went low or something. Or okay. So what I am going to do at this point, since I know Jeff will get set up while Roger is giving the beginnings of his report, is give it over to Roger Peterson to give the Constitution and Bylaws report. Roger?
Okay. Yeah, the chair of the committee, Jerry Consler, contacted me and said that he would not be able to attend this convention, speaking of people not attending the convention, and that he asked me to chair the Constitution and Bylaws Committee meeting, which I endeavored to do. And there were some ancillary comments, such as was mentioned in the minutes that last year it was requested that we think about the issue of speakers for candidates when the candidates aren't there and so forth. But the primary function, the primary business of the committee was a proposed amendment that was submitted by Jeff Tom. And it was actually in response, there was a resolution submitted, and I got it from Redwood Empire chapter, and I guess it got morphed into a constitutional amendment. The plan of the committee is to read this constitutional amendment, proposed amendment, at this convention and debate it and process it at the next convention because of its importance and because also we think that there will have to be some conforming amendments its passage would make necessary some bylaws amendments and some procedural and policy and so forth amendments. Now, I'm hoping that all that brouhaha with Jeff was Jeff getting ready to have the work that Gabe was going to do after the meeting on putting the amendment in the kind of form that we normally provide. Is that correct, Jeff?
Yeah, no, the technology just died temporarily, but we got it back to life again. So,
isn't the technology wonderful?
The resurrection of the devices.
Okay,
yes.
So this is only reading. This is not debate on this amendment. One of the procedures for passing an amendment is that you read it at one convention and then discuss it and pass it or not pass it at the next convention. And that's the procedure that we're following. So we're not going to accept discussion. We're just going to read this. So maybe read it, Jeff.
Okay. This is a proposed constitutional amendment for one convention. Number one, Article 5, Section 5.1, delete the word semi-annually and insert the word annually. Original language, Section 5.1. There shall be a regularly scheduled meeting of the California Council of the Blind semi-annually. The time and place to be fixed in advance by the president or the board. New language, Section 5.1. There shall be a regularly scheduled meeting of the California Council of the Blind annually. The time and place to be fixed in advance by the president or the board. Section 2, this is Article 10, Section 10.4. In both the second and third sentences, delete fall, convention of, and insert convention in. Original language, Section 10.4. All officers and directors shall be elected for two-year terms, excuse me, subject, however, to the provisions set forth in this article. The president, first vice president, treasurer, and four directors shall be elected at the convention in each even-numbered year. The second vice president, the secretary, and five directors shall be elected at the convention in each odd-numbered year. The terms... Actually, hang on.
So that's the new language.
No, I know. Yeah, okay. Let me go back and try to read it the way it should be read. Original language, 10.4. All officers and directors shall be elected for two-year terms subject, however, to the provisions set forth in this article. The president, first vice president, treasurer, and four directors shall be elected at the fall convention of each even-numbered year. The second vice president, the secretary, and five directors shall be elected at the fall convention of each odd-numbered year. The terms of officers and directors shall commence January 1 of the year following the adjournment of the convention at which their election occurs. Let me go back here and read it the way it will read. Okay, this is the new language. All officers and directors shall be elected for two-year terms, subject, however, to the provisions set forth in this article. The president, first vice president, treasurer, and four directors shall be elected at the convention in each even-numbered year. The second vice president, secretary, and five directors shall be elected at the convention in each odd-numbered year. The terms of officers and directors shall commence January 1 of the year following the adjournment of the convention at which their election occurs. Section 3. The amendments to sections 5.1 and 10.4 of the California Council of the Blind Constitution, as made at the fall 2012 conference and convention, do not go into effect until the 2014 calendar year. And that is the end of the proposed amended language.
Okay. As I said, this is just a reading. Now, in addition to talking about other things, we talked about other possible amendments. There were suggestions that we should look at the issue of, you know, credentials being submitted 45 days from one convention and 30 days from the other one, and so forth. But those are things that, you know, are going to come up automatically as we go through this process. So we aren't suggesting anything now for that. There's also a concern that has been raised that we should start again trying to monitor the constitutions and bylaws of the chapters, making sure that the office has them and making sure that they're up to date and so forth. That's also in the future. So basically, I think this is all we have to report at this point. Thank you.
Thank you, Roger. And the question I have, and Ed's getting a mic to Kathy. Again, according to our Constitution, as Roger said, there's no discussion on the amendments. It will happen in the fall. So, Roger, Kathy, please ask your question to Roger.
Yes, I have a question. Did the Constitution and Bylaws Committee, do you have any recommendation or thought of getting this information out and how you're going to get it out to all of the chapters?
Roger, do you want to answer it or do you want me to?
I really think that's more in your bailiwick, but
okay.
I think the answer is no regarding the committee.
I appreciate that. So I'll take that question. The way that we are going to get the information out to the chapters is we will put announcements in the California Connection encouraging chapters to contact the office to get the media of their choice of the amendments, which, you know, we offer cassette, braille, large print, etc. The other thing that we are going to do is we will contact presidents via telephone through our president's calls. We will be having a president's call in May, so we will be talking to the presidents as well in May, wanting to find out what media they would like the information to so they can present it to all of their chapters. So those are just two ways that we will be getting the information out to each and every one of the chapters. And I'll be working with the Constitution and Bylaws Committee. I am also going to assign each and every board member to provide direct assistance to get that information out to their chapters, to their people, who they have in contact. This is going to be a team effort because this is very important, and each and every chapter needs to have the discussion on these amendments. Now, having said that, we are an organization where, you know, it's chapter choice, so to speak. So we, on our part, are going to do everything that we can to get the information to chapters. But we cannot force chapters to have these discussions. I'm hoping that they will, because they're going to have all the information. They're going to get it in more ways than they probably would want to. You'd like the amendments in the Blind Californian?
Yes.
We'll work with our editor on that. That's a good idea. We'll put it out. We'll also put it out on our listservs as well, as our vice president just told me. So people are going to see it all over the place. And we're going to make sure everybody has it. And we're going to start getting the information out there in May when we talk in person with all of our presidents. Okay.
Madam President.
We'll get that to Mitch. Here comes Ed.
This is easy. I move acceptance of the report of the Constitution and Bylaws Committee.
Second. All right. All those. Oh, any more discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carries. See, sometimes he's trainable.
I'm getting hungry. It's time for lunch.
I see. We didn't eat breakfast. Okay. The next item is the resolutions report. And I'm going to give the microphone over to our very capable and very busy Resolutions Committee Chair, Mr. Jeff Tom. Give him a warm welcome.
Okay. Thank you. So, gee, my voice has been good all weekend until now because that's because I don't want to read, probably. I have some good news and some bad news, and it's the same news. And that is that we have probably a record low in resolutions. And I say that is good news because we get out of here faster. And I say that is bad news because it means we're not producing items on which this organization chooses to advocate for or against. So I encourage people to get us resolutions, to get us things to discuss and debate and work for. So having said that, let me first recognize, instead of me forgetting at the end like I could do, my committee, and I wrote down the name so that I wouldn't forget who was here. I do want to recognize Dirk, who wasn't here, but who took the time to, you know, write in and say, I really miss being at the committee, but my spouse's health issues precluded me, but he would have been, because he always is. So Dirk Neihart is one. Charles Navarrete, Gabe Griffith, Linda Perel, Robert Wendt, Lena Bandy, Gene Lozano, and I believe I didn't miss anybody. And, of course, we had help from Steve Mendelson, who actually wrote a couple of them. And we, of course, had a lot of help from our president and from our national president, who were there much of the time. So I want to thank everybody for their participation. Okay, the first resolution was withdrawn, but I want to tell you a little bit about it. Resolution 2012A1 dealt with SB 1298, which I mentioned in Governmental Affairs the other night, which is a bill to specifically authorize the operation of autonomous vehicles on the roadways of California in order to allow more testing and for whatever purposes. It is, and I'm going to tell you why it was withdrawn. We spent a long, long, I would say over an hour, discussing this. And we withdrew it for some very complicated reasons, and I'm going to go into them briefly. We think that the technology may well have a lot of potential future merit, and that it also has a lot of potential concerns. We are also concerned that the bill has some internal inconsistencies and may not have been drafted as well as it might have been. For example, just to give you one example, there's one place in the bill where it seems to indicate you have to have a person in the car when it's being operated, and another place where it seems to indicate that you don't have to. There's also concerns that we have about what kind of liability will apply, and whenever if there is any accident that involves a pedestrian. And finally, one of the other concerns we have is that some of the ones that are currently operated by Google, that the technology has been put into Priuses, and so therefore they are, as you obviously would expect, not able to be heard by our population. So we really looked at this, and we looked at many other things as well, and we felt that at this point in time, the best position we could take so that we would neither... And one of the problems with this is if you express too many concerns with something, you give the opposition, especially in a controversial battle like this, a lot of fuel to kill a bill. On the other hand, we were quite concerned about coming out in support of something like this at this point in time. We feel that even within this organization, there are definitely differing views on where we ought to go. So we felt at this point in time it would not be best to bring this to the body because this bill really needs some work, and we will certainly be conveying our concerns to the author, with whom I have already talked with his office before when they solicited us. And so we will not be taking a formal position at this time. It's possible that this could come back to this organization at some point in the future, one way or another. We don't know what will happen to this bill. We don't know what will happen to the technology. And certainly this is an area, I mean, we had one of the original researchers at our convention, for Mr. Thrun from Stanford. So we're certainly aware of this technology. So that's a long, probably the longest discussion I've ever given of a withdrawn resolution, but hopefully it will always be the longest. It will set another record. But we really did want you to know why we took the step in this case of not deciding to bring something to you to take a position. Okay? All right, let me bring up another resolution. I wanted to have that out there just in case I needed to... Okay, this resolution came to us through Steve Mendelson. It's resolution 2012-A2, and it's on judicial diversity. Okay, whereas recent governors, through policy pronouncements and appointments, have demonstrated a strong commitment to promoting diversity of the state's judiciary, and whereas the promotion of ethnic, racial, gender, economic, and other forms of diversity is manifestly desirable from the standpoint of the quality of justice afforded to the citizens of California. And whereas, among the members of the California State Bar are numerous individuals with disabilities, including those who are blind or visually impaired, that are qualified for the bench and would bring a unique range and variety of skills and experiences to the collegial work of our courts. Now, therefore, be it resolved by the California Council of the Blind in convention assembled this 15th day of April, 2012 at the SFO Crown Plaza Hotel in the city of Burlingame, California, that this organization urge Governor Edmund G. Brown, Jr. to include disability among the diversity factors to be taken into account in the nomination and appointment of persons to the state judiciary at all levels. And be it further resolved that the governor encourage interested and suitable candidates with disabilities to come forward and present themselves as candidates for judicial appointments. And be it further resolved that the governor institute other outreach and recruitment efforts to identify and support suitable judicial appointees with disabilities. And the committee recommends a due pass.
Any discussion? Okay, if we can get a mic over to Kathy. He has pink and purple polka-dotted roller skates, according to one of our volunteers yesterday.
Jeff, I'm wondering, and that's a great resolution, but I'm wondering, you know, we do have, we had Don Wilkinson, who was a Superior Court judge, and we had Reese Robron, who was a judge out in Kansas. I'm wondering, do you think it would help the resolution at all if we made some reference that blind people have functioned in capacities of judges and... Do you think that would help at all, or do you think it needs to be in there?
I don't see why not. We could say, would this be suitable, Kathy, maybe as a last whereas clause, and whereas persons who are blind have served as members of the judiciary in California or something like along those lines?
Yeah, well, and anywhere.
But we want this to be California. So
yeah, well, they have, and I believe judges are judges elected? I thought Don Wilkinson was, I don't know. Do they elect Superior Court judges?
Well, they elect them after, they get their appointment first, and then they serve, and then they are up for election later on in their careers is how
Well, he stayed
works.
There about 20 years, so I think...
Yeah. So we could just use served.
Yes,
we don't
okay.
Have to say.
That sounds good. And I would like that.
All
Thank
right.
you.
Very good. Thank you. I think that is a friendly amendment.
Any more discussion? Who is this?
I'm waiting for the mic. Charlene Ornelas.
Charlene.
San Diego actually can have blind justice because we do have a blind judge and we have some DAs and stuff and plus the lawyers. But active right now, we have a blind judge.
That is correct.
So should... We say have served.
And are serving.
And are serving.
Yeah, we certainly could do that.
Okay, great. Thank you. Any more discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Good morning, Jeff. I want to clarify when you're saying the resolve, did you say the state of Burlingame or the city of Burlingame? I heard you say the state
the
of Burlingame.
The city of Burlingame, California. I may have said state, Motuan, I don't even remember. I'm in a state of unconsciousness.
Okay. Thank you. Okay, we had a vote, a whole bunch of people saying they were in favor. Okay. Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carries. Thank you. Next resolution.
Okay, please. We have only three more left, and they're all thank yous. And we have one that is a little bit of a different thank you. This is number four, and we'll come back to three in a minute. This is a Bart thank you. Not Bart Simpson, but... Whereas, on April 10th, 2012, the California Council of the Blind received a letter from Ms. Linda Vasquez, an official of the Bay Area Rapid Transit District, Bart, to Mr. Eugene Lozano, Jr. And whereas this letter granted permission of council personnel and volunteers between Thursday, April 12th and Sunday, April 15th, to enter and exit the Millbrae BART station platform area in order to escort convention attendees to and from the SFO Crown Plaza Hotel shuttle. And whereas this accommodation helped to solve the difficulties created by the particularly complex path of travel from the BART platform to where the shuttle is required to park, and whereas this accommodation demonstrates a willingness to collaborate with the blind and visually impaired community in order to make travel easier for persons attending the spring 2012 CCB conference and convention, now therefore be it resolved by the California Council of the Blind, and I won't read it except to say that it is the city of Burlingame, just to be clear, that this organization thanks and commends BART for their cooperation in this matter. And the committee recommends a do pass.
Any discussion?
And I should say that was originally asked for by Madam President.
Yes. Okay. And if you could introduce yourself by name so that folks can know.
This is Linda Perel. I want to assure all my friends in the Bay Area that I worked terribly hard to make sure that there was the appropriate level of gratitude toward BART, no more and no less.
Okay. all right. Thank you. Okay. Any more discussion? Okay. All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carries. Mr. Chair,
okay.
Next resolution.
This is a This is number 5 on hotel staff. Whereas the hotel staff of the SFO Crown Plaza, whereas the hotel staff of the SFO Crown Plaza have worked extremely hard to make the spring 2012 conference and convention of the California Council of the Blind a great success, now therefore be it resolved by the California Council of the Blind, et cetera, that this organization express its profound appreciation to the hotel staff of the SFO Crown Plaza for their outstanding efforts. And the committee recommends a do pass. Sorry about that.
Any discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carries. Thank you, Mr. Chair. He's hunting for something. A hunting we will go. A hunting we will go. Okay. The resolution has escaped him, so. But it will come. No, we have the cash door prize, and that's the last thing we're going to do. That's the one we have left. I know. Katrina, that's Katrina's fudge, correct? Katrina makes the best fudge. And she is a chapter president as well. Jeff, do you have it?
I can get it. Yes, I got it.
Okay, Jeff has it.
Okay. Whereas. Oh, sorry. This is number 3. Whereas. The volunteers at the Spring 2012 Conference and Convention have worked extraordinarily hard to make this convention and conference and convention an outstanding success. Now, therefore, be it resolved by the California Council of the Blind and Convention Assembled, et cetera, that this organization express its profound appreciation for the outstanding efforts of each and every one of its volunteers at the Spring 2012 Conference and Convention. And the committee heartily recommends a do pass.
And we have several seconds. Any discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? I love hearing those hearty eyes. I do believe that that was our Sarah. She was ready. Okay, wonderful. Great.
And that, Chair? Madam Chair, concludes this truncated, as I've gotten to use that a couple times this week,
truncated
report of the Resolutions Committee, and I thank the organization for its attention. So I guess I'll accept a motion. We need a, I always forget that we technically need a motion
yes,
to accept ours as well.
The report. All right. Do we have any discussion on that? We better not, or Sarah will get us. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carries. Wonderful. Okay. At this time, I'd like to find out if this is the time where we generally ask if there are any committees that want to give a brief report, maybe on happenings that happened at convention or anything that they wish to share about what they were doing. If any committee chairs are here who'd like to give a report. And we have several hands, so I like this.
Okay, I guess I stood up first. I'm when I give a report for the membership committee. We had a membership breakfast on Saturday, and of course we'll have to talk to Donna about logistics. But we had several people expressing concern about the time we have our member if that we have a breakfast, and they were wondering about possibility of luncheon instead, or the possibility of a Thursday afternoon session, which. The only problem with the session, it would cut down on our meal allotment. So I guess I would like to have chapters that were not at the breakfast, because we only had about, I think, six chapters represented there. And we need to hear from other people why they haven't been attending the breakfast, if it's early morning, if it's cost, you know, whatever, so that we can more make a better prediction of what we do in the future. It was a nice breakfast, and we had a nice discussion, but we would just like more participation from more chapters instead of, you know, tons of people from one or two chapters. So that was the first thing. The other thing, we want to make sure that all chapters have a couple of representatives on our membership email list. We're going to make a concerted effort to make it a use list so we can circulate ideas from one to another. And we only have about half of the chapters on that list. And some chapters just have one representative. So please send an email to me. Give me the emails that you'd like to have on that list so we can add you to the list. And also give us any other information that you'd like to give us. That you'd like to give to us to help us to do a better job. And we have been contacting, I know a comment was made about contacting these chapters. We have been contacting chapters in distress. And like was mentioned earlier, a lot of times it's either cost or no interest in coming to convention. It's not that they're not active in their own area. They just have problems getting people either to be able to afford coming or interest in coming. And if you have ideas on how we could change that, please let us know. Thank you.
Thank you, Artis. Okay, do we have any other committee updates? We have two more. And what I'd like to do is please ask that we keep order so that folks can give their reports. This is great. We're hearing from our committees. And Sarah will run around and collect your badges because we're not going to be doing any more voting. So please have your badges ready.
I was going to make a motion that would require a roll call. I don't know.
Oh, no.
Out of order.
Out of order.
Oh, come on. We're still conducting business.
So if we can please have a report from our next committee. Oh. And can we please have order?
I wanted to give a brief mention that we had a hearing and vision impaired committee meeting yesterday. And even though the chair, Dave Hanlon, was not here, he asked me to chair it. And it was a rather informal sort of a committee report, or a committee meeting where we reported on what we were doing to those who were interested. And we were in a very small room, and we really filled it up. In fact, it got to the point where we were having difficulty. Sort of, it was sort of like a situation where we had to leave the room in the reverse order that we came in. You know,
14 people.
14 people. Who said that? Donna said there were 14. Donna Sanchez said there were 14 people there, and it was a room that the table in the room almost filled the room up. So you had to squeeze on either side of the table. So there was a lot of interest. You know, Beryl Brown was there. Barbara Crown was there. A lot of people that are not, you know, members of the committee, some people that I didn't even know. And so there clearly is interest, and we clearly need to keep moving on this. And we talked about various kinds of equipment that we could, you know, the project that we're trying to undertake to get more ALD equipment for the convention. And also there was talk about getting someone, perhaps getting Kathy Kirscher again from the Helen Keller Center, because she lives in the San Diego area, and that's where we're going to be in the fall to speak on the general session. Because we think that there are probably a lot of people who have hearing impairments who are not, who haven't really figured out how to deal with that, in addition to their visual impairment and so on. So anyway, I just wanted to let you know that committee meeting occurred, and I understand I'm supposed to give this to Mitch.
And before Mitch takes that, since Roger mentioned ALDs, people have been turning them in with their name badges, but if you haven't, hold up your hand and hold up your hand hopefully you won't leave, because then you won't win the money. But if you do, hold up your hand with the ALD, and Ed will collect it. Or before you leave, bring it up to the front at the end of the meeting, after you watch me win my money. Okay. Let's go ahead and give it over to Mitch.
Thank you, Madam President. I have assumed the chair of the Committee on Employment Assistance, which, at least from my way of thinking, has hidden its light under a bushel basket for some time. For those who don't know about the CEA, it's been around for much longer than I've even been a member of this organization. But back in 1983, we began a project, and I'm proud to say I wrote the grants that funded, that provided the seed money. We began a project where at that time we provided low interest equipment loans for blind and visually impaired persons who needed that equipment for employment or to retain employment. Over the years, our procedures have been amended to where it is now a no interest loan. After all, the government is basically giving away money. At least that's what they claim. So it's a no interest loan fund. We currently have two loans outstanding. They are both being repaid in a timely fashion. But I wanted to mention to folks and those who are delegates, go back to your chapters. Persons who can't deal with the Department of Rehab or their cases have been closed, can provide assistance to you insofar as funding access technology or even low-tech equipment. The members of the committee are myself, Charlene Ornelas, Tricia Leitz, Don Queen, who goes back as far as I do and further, and Andy Barocco. If you are interested in getting more information about the fund, you can either contact Ed at the CCB office, or you can contact me, and God knows everybody has our phone number. and our email addresses, for that matter. So I just wanted to mention CEA. I had originally thought that I would draft an article for an upcoming issue of the BC. I'm not sure that's going to happen unless I can delegate that to one of our committee members. But we want folks to know about the Committee on Employment Assistance and the Loan Fund. Thanks.
Thank you. We have Elena Thomason.
Hello. I had to wait for a mic. I just want, in follow-up to Friday night, I'm not sure that this has been shared publicly on the floor yet, but as a result of our pledge drive that we held for MedStrat, we had 62 people that participated in the pledge drive, and we have been pledged towards MedStrat $8,600. So we're 20% of our way of our goal of 47,000, so keep strutting. Thank you.
Great. And I...
Donna?
Is it... Oh, one moment. Is it specific to... Is it specific to MedStrat? Yes. Okay, let me... Is it specific to MedStrat? Only if it's specific to MedStrat.
She says it's not for the MedStrat.
Okay, then we'll give it to Kathy Skivers,
okay.
Please.
Okay, going back there.
I'm Kathy Skivers, and many of you know me, and there are a whole lot of new people here, which is wonderful because it means we're growing, but I may not get to know you all. I wish I did, but I am chair of the History Committee. And thank goodness I'm still alive because there's a lot of it that, you know, remains with me kind of right now. We have a 50-year history that we think is complete that was done by Perry Sundquist and Pat Urena. And we have that, and it's going to have to be gotten into Braille. We have a lot of Braille material that has to go to print. I'll be calling on some of you who have volunteered to help do these things back and forth. But if anyone has... any old periodical of either the Associated Blind of California before we merge with CCB again, or of CCB, please call me at 510-357-1986 or drop me a note and let me know, because I do now want to start putting everything together so that we can finally have the history, what we have of it. Of course, there's a wonderful one that the American Council has, but we want to finish our California one. And the things that when I thank the good Lord for letting me still be here and give him reasons why I think maybe I need to be here a little while, I always remind him of the history. But in any case, it's just been wonderful to be with you all. And Donna, I want to congratulate you on and your committee on doing a very fine convention. You've done really well. And I'm so glad that this organization had the good sense to get another woman in here. I was the first one. Donna's going to just keep it right up.
Okay. Ed is heading to...
Good morning,
thank
everybody.
Thank you very
this
much.
Is, hi.
Pam
good, morning,
Metz.
Good morning, everybody. This is Pam Metz. I am chairing the Domestic Violence and Hate Crime Committee. And one of the things I'd like to ask is if there's anyone who would love to be on the committee, I have to go through Donna first, though. I'm going to put our Linda Samolsky and I and have written a new mission statement for the committee. I'm going to put it in the connection and send Donna a copy of it so she knows. Uh-huh. And if anybody is interested in joining the Domestic and Hate Crimes Committee, let me know. I'll put my cell phone number in there because I will never put my house number in there. And so you guys can call me and let me know, and then I can send your names to Donna. I really feel it's important that we get this committee back up and running, because there's a lot of things going on out there that we need to be protected from. One of the things I also would like to do is talk to Jean Lozano about putting on a self-defense seminar in October. So, and I've already been in contact with a few people to handle running it. So if you're interested in joining the Domestic Violence and Hate Crime Committee, my cell phone number is, and I quote, okay, 818-388-4995. and I will also put that in a connection. And I had one more thing. Artists, Greater LA could only send two people to the convention. And we were so spread out that I couldn't get to the breakfast. And I'm sorry. I wish we could have gotten there. But it's just, financially, we just couldn't do it. So, but that's what I wanted to tell everybody this morning. Thank you.
Pam, if you could repeat your cell phone number, please.
It's 818-388-4995.
And I won't give your house number. Okay, our next committee report is from Jean. I believe Ed.
Okay. I'll give reports on two. The Conference and Convention Committee. We would appreciate ideas that you would like for general session programs. We want to do things that, new things, and if we do things that have done previously, been some time where there's new updated information. So we really want to start working on this for the fall convention, conference and convention. So please email me any ideas you have at my work email address, lozanoe@csus.edu. The thing that, this is not, we're not going to debate this right now. I know there's certain feelings about it, but I really want to extend my appreciation to everyone who worked on, from the various chapters or our affiliates on the special interest groups, on the event application and the event letter of agreement. We have received input. It was expected. It was a first draft, first attempt. That it, we knew that it would have to be altered and improved on. But we're going. We need to get that input. Again, email that to me at the same email address. Just put in the subject line, event application. We need to get that. We want to make the changes and get it out to you as soon as we possibly can. So please start working on your planning your programs. And we are under, with the hotels, they're not necessarily dictating to us what we're to do and so forth, but the time frames they're giving us, and we need to do it, and it's getting tighter. So when we come up with a date, like for this next conference, that we need information from the if you're going to have a breakout session, we really need it, and we won't be able to extend it. So please plan it and get us to and meet it. I'm sorry to belabor that. It's just that we're going to be reaching a point that if we don't get it, you won't be able to put your vent on it, and that is not something we really like to do or want to do at all. We really want as much participation and diversity, and I heard, you know, already one workshop idea, and it's great. Workshops seem to become popular, and they're getting a lot of following. So we'll do those things and ideas, and we'll get an evaluation about this convention so that we can learn from it.
Thank you. Go ahead. Just, your second one.
Yeah. The Committee on Access and Transportation. You know, as you know, we have been for years and have done a joint session with the California Council of Citizens with Low Vision. We still plan to do that. Would like to have suggestions again for programming from you all, what we could provide. We heard this, that I-STOP announcement seems to be coming back up again as a big hot issue, and also identification of bus stops. So those things that people have said, you know, can't we talk about it, have somebody come in? Different communities are doing different things. So new ideas, new things, we really want those. And we will be putting out information probably in the next year or two The California Code cycled for 2013, and there will probably be some things that we will really need your support to save things that we've already gotten in there that help the persons with low vision and the totally blind. There's a chance because of, and I'm not going to go into it, but changes that are going in reformatting the chapter, access requirements, it may turn out, we don't know, but it is a chance that things that were passed 30 years ago, adopted, have been in effect, might be have to go through debate again, and there are businesses who don't want to see those be in the regulations. For instance, the geometric shape in the restroom doors or stair stripings on the steps. So we'll need your help when we get the word out. Thank you, Donna.
Thank you. I would say look for a reminder to come out within the next month. So when you know the groups that put on programming, go home, start to schedule your board meeting if you have to meet with your boards to start to talk about your luncheons or programming or workshops or whatever you want to do. I would hope that you would start meeting about that in May or June, because we really want to accommodate as many of you as possible.
And one thing else about that.
For the convention. Yes, and, Gene.
And I'm sorry to interrupt you.
That's okay. Go ahead.
Our conference and convention committee is made up of different people from various aspects of the organization to plug into the convention. There's one area that we really need to get somebody who would take on solely the responsibility on a state level, working with the locals, a volunteer coordinator for the, so we can get volunteers. And it's not a full-time job or anything. There's some of us have done it for each of the conventions, but it'd be great to have somebody who could work strictly on that and work on all the logistics with the local people who are working on volunteers. So if somebody's interested in that, please let Donna know. Thank you.
Okay. Is it specific to convention committee?
No.
Okay. What I'm going to do, just to let folks know, this item currently is committee reports. We will have public comment and announcements. Okay. Let me see. Ed didn't have anyone come to me after Gene, so you may be recognized. Who is that, please?
This is Pam Polgy, the San Gabriel Valley chapter president. And I'm putting on my other hat, which is credentials chairperson. And I just wanted to give a reminder that I'm available for any help that any chapter needs to help to get their credentials in next time and make sure that we can seat as many chapters as we can. And I'm going to give my home number. I don't mind. And anyone that needs any help is certainly welcome to contact me. And I'm hoping maybe, and Don, I'll certainly talk to you about this, but maybe there's a possibility that we could have a president's conference call closer to the time of the next convention to make sure that credentials don't fall through the cracks and the chapters don't make mistakes and, you know, are not seated when they deserve to be seated. So anyway, my telephone number is in the 626 area code, and it's 445-7297, and I'm willing to help anyone that needs it, or just to get to know anyone that wishes to get to know me. I'd like to get to know you, and you know, this is a real important issue, and it's real close to my heart. I appreciate Donna entrusting me with this. I really want to help, because we really need to know, so that we don't want chapters to die. So if we know that there's a problem, we can try to help and bring these chapters back to life and welcome them to be with us and to be active, because I've seen a few people who are here, but their chapters were not seated, and I really want to make that change. So I really appreciate your time. Thank you very much. And I just, Ed, did you get the Braille writer? Thank you very much.
And, Madam Chair, I'm going to put you on the spot because I would like you, Pam also chairs the nominating committee.
That's right.
And I would like you to please give a report on what came out of nominating committee as it met earlier in this convention, please.
Oh, you want me to do that now?
Yes.
Okay, you didn't put me on the spot because I have it.
I know you do.
I was waiting for you to be asked.
I know you do. But I didn't let you know I was doing this ahead of time.
So. No, you didn't. But I expected it, so I'm
good.
I'm going to do that for you.
Okay.
Okie dokie. This was a very short nominating committee meeting. Did you want me to name the
Yes, if you okay. could name who came out of nominating.
Well, what I'm asking, that's why I didn't get to finish my question.
I thought you did. Sorry, go ahead.
No. Did you want me to name the positions that are up, or did you just want me to name the persons?
Name the positions and the persons.
Okay. The office of president is up for election. The nominating committee has placed the name of Donna Pomerantz into the for president. Okay, just a second. First vice president is up and. The nominating committee has placed Eugene Lozano Jr. in the for the position of first vice. The position of treasurer is up, and the nominating committee has placed the name of Peter Pardini for treasurer. Okay. Board of directors, the position Lena Bandy. Okay, and the nominating committee has placed Lena Bandy's name for that position. Next, Vincent Calderon, and the nominating committee has placed Vincent's name for board of directors. Next is David Hanlon, and the nominating committee has placed David Hanlon's name to run for board of directors. And the last one is David Jackson, and who is currently serving, and the nominating committee has placed his name for election for board of directors. And that concludes my report. And I thank my helpers, my committee, I thank everybody that's been so supportive in helping me. And thank you, Donna.
You are very welcome. Didn't you do a great job? Do we have any other committee reports? We do. I hear a yep right next to me.
Okay. Like to thank my Governmental Affairs Committee, my outstanding committee, and I want to just briefly talk about Capitol Day. It's been in the connection, but I didn't get to it Friday night. There will be a Capitol Day on May 15th, and as you know, we're also, and because this isn't part of the convention and because obviously the organization can't afford to bring people, we are going to have Capitol Day also be in your local districts for those of you that can't get up to Sacramento. So the committee went through the issues that we're going to be covering. I'm not going to go over them here, but we will get material out to you. My goal is, at least, 10 days before if I can get it done and we can get it distributed. Talking points, and then materials that you can, print out and disseminate in the local districts, as well as materials up here. Essentially 10 to 2, so if you're going to be coming up here, make your appointments ahead of time, and let me know so that we can sort of consolidate things on your appointments, just so I have a record. And we'll get more information out about what's going on the closer we get to it. So I want to thank everybody that will end up participating, and I really encourage people who aren't going to be able to get up here to do it that same day in their local districts and make this a statewide effort. So thank you very much.
Thank you. Okay, and is it specific to the Capitol Day? Okay, if we can get Lisa a mic, please.
Hi, Lisa Cushman. Is it more effective to have us come up to the Capitol or have us do it from our districts? Because I was definitely planning on coming up, but it's going to cost $40, and I can do it if it's going to be more effective, but if it's not more effective, then...
Well, there are occasions when it's more effective in the local district, but usually the aides that have the jurisdiction over the important issues are up here. So, you know, I'm not saying... I would say generally if you can do it, it's good to be up here. But if not, it's certainly not a bad thing at all. It's a very effective thing to do it there. So... You know, it's whatever you can do. That's the key.
Okay. We have a question in the back that Ed saw. Is this specific to Capitol Day?
Yes, it is.
Okay. There was somebody else that Ed saw that wasn't Kathy, so I'm going to get... I'll get the person in the back first.
That was either Cam or Judy.
Oh, public she's public comment. Okay. Kathy Skivers.
Okay, Mike is coming.
Yes, Jeff, I think this is a... I think that we need to remember, and I hope you would think this is a good idea. Is it not important? We should all get to Sacramento if we can. But we needn't just have Capitol Day and then forget about visiting your legislators. I think we should urge people, don't you think, to make it an all-year-round thing. If you can't get up to the Capitol and do try to get there, because it does make a difference. They need to. John Burton said you need to put faces to the letters and to the phone calls.
Kathy, are you sure you didn't have a spy at our meeting yesterday? Because this actually came up and... We actually intend to have a call after the ACB convention, and then we're going to work on some mechanisms. I know this was really important to Frank to get done, and you are absolutely correct. So we do intend to work on some mechanisms to get more people involved this fall and in other times to keep this going. So thank you for bringing that up, because that's really at the top of our list.
Gee, I'm glad we're connected telepathically, because I didn't make the meeting.
Yeah, it was like you were right in there. That's what everybody said. That's a good thing. Anything? Yes, we'll get to that in just a second. Any more questions on Capitol Day? I just wanted to make sure we kept that focus. Okay, let me go ahead and recognize... first of all, I'd like to ask if there are any committee reports, because Judy was going to give an affiliate report. I'd like to give two brief committee reports, if I might. Publications committee, all of you saw that we don't have a chair currently. But the first thing I have to say is while we have very large shoes to fill in gaining a chair for the publications committee, I want all of you to know I feel very good about the group we have. We had a great meeting here at convention. There was some great energy in the room. People had good suggestions. There was good brainstorming. The publications committee is going to have a call in May to touch base and plan for moving forward in the future, and look for some interesting things for the future from the publications committee in the Blind Californian and on lists. It was a great meeting, and we have some interest from new people as well who are interested in serving on that committee. So I'm feeling very, very good about the publications committee and the direction that it will be moving into. So I wanted to give that report to the membership. The other thing I wanted to give you in brief, I don't know if Bonnie Rennie is here still. She might. That's what I was thinking. She might have had to leave. But the Seniors with Vision Loss Committee, I am very excited about that committee as well. I would like all of you presidents and or officers that are on the president's list to be on the lookout for two notes from Bonnie that will be coming to the listserv within the week. That committee is interested in recruiting people, and Bonnie has written two very wonderful notes, and we need you to get those notes back to your chapters and to the membership in the grassroots. You don't, you know, we don't know the hidden treasures. You do, because I'm not able to afford financially to go and visit all chapters. So we need you to tell us about the hidden treasures. So watch for those two notes from the Seniors with Vision Loss Committee. They're great recruitment notes, and we'd love to have you join that committee. So I'm giving that report on behalf of Bonnie. Any more committee reports?
Yes, Madam President.
Yes, Robert.
Not necessarily a report, but I did want to let everybody know that if you know a student who's interested in our scholarships, the application is either up or will be up shortly, so have them start looking out for that. If they have questions, they can call the office or contact me. I think my email address is available, but I can also give a phone number, and that's 562-985-4643. Thank you.
Okay. Gene has a question. Is that related to scholarship committee?
Yes.
Okay. Gene.
Robert?
Yes.
Are there going to be plans to have that sent, the announcement to the post-secondary education, all three systems, their financial aid office and the disabled student services offices?
I'm going to talk to Ed about what his mailing list looks like, but whatever mailing list we've been used in the past, definitely. And I thought possibly even some contact through CAPED.
Yeah, they're dated too. And just keep in mind, CAPED is really good about the community colleges, but the UC and state universities do not have very much involvement in there. So we need to get those. And those, I've provided the state university system, but it's dated, and it's hard
okay.
to get them up.
Well, I can see if Dave Sanfilippo at Long Beach will distribute that to at least the CSUs for me.
Sure. Great. Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you. Any other committee reports?
I have another hand.
And is it specific to either scholarship committee or committee reports? Okay.
It's Elena again, but I wanted to address something that happened at the fundraising committee meeting yesterday, and I'm a member of it, but I'm not the chair, so I don't know if I'm stepping out of bounds here or not. But one of the discussions, and it was a great meeting, by the way, all the Mudstrut people were there and the fundraising committee people, and the energy was high and it was wonderful. And but one of the discussions that came up and would probably eventually have to go to the board, and I don't know if this is the appropriate process, so forgive me, but it was all centered around setting up a donors database for CCB. The need for one and how we might use it to generate monies outside of the organization for the organization. And we are talking about the contact information that we secure through our sweepstakes and the contact information with the public that we secure through the Mudstrut registrations. And there may be a way of capturing that data and utilizing that data like so many other organizations do. So President Donna, I encourage you and your board to possibly look at the possibility of, I'm getting redundant, but anyhow, setting up a donors database for CCB. Thank you.
Thank you. Frank found me yesterday, and we did some great brainstorming after your meeting. So that item is definitely on our radar. Thank you. Any other committee reports? Okay. We have one affiliate report that Judy Wilkinson wants to give. And I guess I'd like to get your feedback before we give it over to Judy. Today, and I'm so happy to hear reports from all of these committees. I want it to become a regular thing. The committees are active. It makes me happy to hear from them. We were very fortunate because even though, you know, we felt bad about not having a lot of resolutions, we all get to hear about all the activity within the California Council of the Blind through its committees. So that pleases me. I want to hear from you if this is something that you would like us to try and do on a more regular basis, because I will directly ask committees to prepare reports and we can figure out where we can put them, whether it's the Sunday business or as a part of the general session, and maybe hearing from some of our affiliates too. So, Judy?
Thank you, Madam President.
You're welcome.
I want to let the whole community of our CCB family know that the Orientation Center for the Blind Alumni Association is alive and well. We had a terrific luncheon, business and luncheon yesterday, where over nearly between 15 and 20 people were there to support the Orientation Center. I am the temporary president of the organization, and I want to give a shout out to anybody who's interested in the Orientation Center. You don't have to have attended there. You just have to know what a great place it is and what good work it does and what a history it has with our organization. Anybody who would like to join again and become a part of the organization, please contact me at judy.wilkinson, that's W-I-L-K-I-N-S-O-N, Judy the usual way, judy.wilkinson@ccbnet.org. Please let me hear from you, and I'll let you know how you can contribute and where you can pay your dues if you're so minded. Thank you so much.
Do you have a phone number?
Oh, my phone number, of course, is on every BC, but I'll be glad to give it here. 510-357-1844. Thank you.
Thank you very much. All right. I was at that meeting. I had so much fun collecting money. There was great energy, and I'm so happy to see the revitalization of that group. And was there? Is it specifically to? Okay, what I would encourage you to do, because we passed the fundraising committee report, I would encourage you and Elena to connect. I know Elena is not chair. I don't think the chair is here.
No, John's not.
Yeah. So what I would want to do, because we did pass that item, is encourage you to connect with Elena, and Elena could take that back to the fundraising committee since we moved on from fundraising. And you make wonderful fudge. Thank you for sharing that with all of us as door prizes. Okay. I would like to find out if there is any old business. Hearing none, do we have any new business? Mitch Pomerantz. Let's see if he's still in trained mode.
Well, it is because of my training. I would like to acknowledge, and I'd like the folks here to acknowledge our wonderful national representative this weekend, Marlena Lieberg. It's I appreciated it doubly because it meant that I could be here this weekend as just a plain old member of CCB. So I'm wondering, I think Marlena is still here, whether We might have a couple of parting words from the ACB National Secretary.
Now, you see, he just jumped in way too early because I was planning on doing that. And if you
I'm want usually quicker than you, so. It's my New York jeans.
It's his New York jeans.
Yeah, I have no patience.
He has no patience. Ay, ay, ay. Well, why don't we go ahead and, you know, I need to give him the illusion of power a time or two. So
at least you said illusion and not delusion.
The illusion, you know, he has to
you're
think.
You're supposed to say whatever you say, dear.
Yeah, you're supposed to say yes, dear, yes, dear.
Never.
So let's go ahead. Never. Oh, my goodness. I don't know about him. You know, I'm going to ask some of those nurses to come and live with us. The nurses you had to deal with so you could do training. Oh, yes.
Thanks.
Okay, if we can get a microphone over to Marlena.
On the way.
She's in the back. She's been overseeing the streaming team. This has just been wonderful. Okay, here she is.
Well, Marlena, thank you very, very much. And Mitch, boy, I'm going to pay you back. I have just had a wonderful time this weekend. And I have met so many of you this morning who came up to me and said, wow, what you said last night really meant something. And I have to tell you guys that each time I heard that, it gave me chills because that's what it's about. It's about reaching out to each other, helping each other, fostering each other, giving each other a kick in the butt when we need it, and a great pat on the back when we deserve it. And CCB, I love you, and you guys deserve a great pat on the back. Thank you for inviting me.
Thank you very much. It's been wonderful having Marlena here. She agreed to come as our national representative and spent time with all of us in hospitality and at our dinners and gave wonderful reports at the banquet and during session. And, you know, if she didn't have enough work to do when she got here, she also agreed to help oversee the new CCB streaming team because this was kind of its inaugural convention. This has been a little dream of mine for a little while because I always would see one person struggling on their own to bring streaming to people. And it's a heavy load for one person to carry. And so I'm very happy that we have this wonderful team that is now together. And we're going to do a debrief, and I want to hear from them how things went. But Marlena, thank you for being a part of this first streaming by the CCB streaming team. And I also want to thank, because I know and I hope that he is listening, but I know a lot of this also couldn't have happened without Larry Turnbull, ACB's ACB Radio Managing Director. So I, you know, just want to thank all of you. The next item on our agenda, and yes, we still have the money. I didn't take it. No one ran off with it. The next item is our public comment. Does anyone have any public comment that they wish to give? Judy Wilkinson.
Still have, Cam was first.
Hello, I'm Cam Acker, and I am a new member to CCB, and this is my very first convention. But I wanted to just let you know what a positive experience that has been for me. I have learned a lot. I have gotten a lot of enthusiasm from all of the members I have met, and I have been made very welcome. I came to this convention with a lot of anticipation, but all of my needs and requirements have been met over and above my expectations. So I want to thank everybody in this room and everybody who has left already. I hope people here can communicate further that this has been a wonderful experience for me, and I will now carry forward and continue with my work with CCB.
Thank you.
Madam Chairman, this is Judy Wilkinson.
Judy.
With my editor's hat on of the Blind Californian. Mitch, I want to let everybody know that last, I believe it was the spring issue of 2011, I'm sorry I don't have all my table of contents with me, Don Queen wrote a fine article laying out the history and the work and how to apply for funds from the Committee on Employment Assistance. I believe that was in your BC for spring 2011. I'll check that for sure and put a notice in the connection if that's appropriate.
Right. And you may need to look at it because I also know that the committee has met several times and you did work on a couple of revisions and tweaks here and there. So things might have also changed.
But that's a start. Article.
Yeah, it's a wonderful start. Any other public comment?
Yes.
Yes. Who seeks the floor?
This is Beryl Brown, Redwood Empire.
Beryl.
I want to know how we can get a hold of that disc on what blind isn't. And also, I want to thank you. The President's Dinner was probably the best one I've been to.
You are most welcome. I want to find out, because each chapter was supposed to receive a disc, and I'm not sure who may have taken it for Redwood Empire. Bill Gillespie has it. Okay, Beryl, does that answer your question? Okay, good. I am very glad that Bill Gillespie has it. Now, what Artist Basin is asking is if chapters did not get it, and make sure that somebody else from your chapter didn't pick it up, and you just don't know about it. Elena, where can chapters pick it up if they haven't received it?
Charlene has kept, I'll tell you, I got the best people working on these committees, yes, with Mudstrat. She kept a master list of what chapters actually picked them up and what chapters did not. And she has already communicated that to Ken, and I've been told there's an email sitting on my desk, and I have the extra packets, and I will take the responsibility of mailing them to the presidents of the chapters that did not get them. So all of you, check with your presidents or your delegates, and hopefully by the end of the week, the host state will be covered. Thank you.
And that is a wonderful DVD that was actually produced by Melissa Hudson and her husband David Hudson at last year's spring convention. So it's a wonderful tool that we are going to be using a lot this year and in coming years. So that was a wonderful gift that they gave us. And all of you who spoke and told your stories on that DVD, all of you gave us a wonderful gift too. So thank you. Any other public comment?
Madam President?
Pam?
Yes, this is Pam Polgy. I wanted to thank Ed for being so kind to bring the Braille writer to me to use to work my committee, but I brought that up for a reason. Yesterday when we were waiting to go into the banquet, a very kind lady who's just new to the blindness community, she's rapidly losing her vision, was looking for me, and so we connected, and she said, well, somebody told me you have a Braille writer. And I said, yes, and she said, you know, I have a Braille writer at home, and I've learned how to Braille, but I do not know how to put the paper in, and I wondered if you could help me. And so we made arrangements.
Can those who are having cell phone conversations in the room please take them outside?
Thank you, Donna. So
thank you.
We made arrangements to meet so that we could work together. What came out of that was not only that, but she and her roommate sat at our table at the banquet. We invited them to join us, which made our table of 10. And then she and I went to my room and had a little session on how to place a paper into the brailler. And I also gave her my information so she could contact me just to talk or get a refresher course. But, you know, this is the good thing about this. One of the good things about this organization is that when people hear that other people have needs, they are able to say, oh, so-and-so can help you with that. And I just think it's a wonderful opportunity for us to share things that we don't know that other people need help with. And I feel so honored to have had that privilege. And I thank you so very much.
Thank you. Do we have any more public comment from
the
floor?
We have at least one or two more.
We have one or two.
I have a microphone here for
wonderful.
You.
Madam President, this is Linda O'Neill, and I. This may have been brought up before, but I'd like to know where the fall convention is going to be. Is it going to be in L.A. or is it going to be somewhere else?
It was brought up before, and you know, I know folks have been going in and out. It's going to be in Del Mar. I encourage people for more details to look at the connection. Or call the connection, or watch for the connection email, or subscribe to the connection email, so that you can get the information of specific location and date and room rate. So watch the connection. It will be in Del Mar in the fall. Okay.
This is Preston Moses.
Preston.
Yes, I just had a question regarding the other night you were talking about the Social Security representative, or I guess that's the word I'm looking for.
Yes.
Is there a way where people can reach that person? Is it appropriate to do that, or what's the situation on that?
What I would like folks to do is to contact me, send me an email, or give me a call, mm-hmm. or contact Ed, and he will get that message to me. And, you know, we are, you know, the group, it's a lot of work, as those listened to my report the other night.
Which I did, yes.
Some of these cases take a lot of time and perseverance. So to start, we're going to run all the information through me directly, and I will get it to the group. So contact myself or Ed, and then I will get that to the group.
I was just wondering about that because I was just, the thing is about, you know, when the state cut Social
yes.
Security from people and all that, whether there's anything being, you know, going to be done about that or whether the, you know, committee's going to do anything regarding that kind of thing.
Right. Basically what that group is doing is assisting people with appeals or, you know, with Social Security disability benefits and such. So if someone has had difficulties with their case, that is a service that this group will be providing assistance for if they're not getting their benefits and they're entitled to them.
Thank you very much.
Okay. Thank you. There's one more, I think.
We have three more.
We have three. Okay.
Good morning, everyone. This is Steve Fort.
Hi, Steve.
And having served on the Credentials Committee, I know what it's like to have to rewrite index cards and refile them at the last minute and make several changes and to be under a time constraint. And I want to express my appreciation to our new chair, Pam Pology, who demonstrated very effectively the use of Braille and the importance of Braille to us in the way that she prepared and conducted her report for the Credentials Committee and also with regard to the nominating committee, and so I just want to say thank you.
You are very welcome. Thank you.
Good morning. It's Bill Gillespie. I have a question and a comment.
Okay. If you could get closer to the mic, Bill
Gillespie. My question is, last night at the banquet, the group Acapella, do you know if they have any CDs on the market?
Do I know? Ed, do you know if they have made CDs, Supertonic?
Yes, and I'll get him the information. If I can, I'll put it on the connection for
Actually,
everybody.
Actually, we'll put it on the connection for everybody.
Yeah.
So remember, subscribe to the connection, call the connection. Every week there's some good stuff in there. And Bill, you had...
Also, I'd like to public acknowledge and thank Ed for all his hard work that he does.
Absolutely.
Hi, this is Dan Smith, and I just want to pass on an alert to people. I don't know if this announcement has been made, but when I came in this morning, out in the front of the hotel, there is some wet paint. The raised cement blocks in the area in the driveway that are traffic diverters, or they can be used for people to sit on and wait. They've been painted, and so just I want people to be aware of that.
Oh,
and
no.
There were wet paint signs all around, and so I didn't think that people here would know about it, so I wanted to pass it on.
Thank you. Jeff just said maybe that's the most important announcement that should happen. But you know what? I didn't see the signs. Kevin says, does that explain the footprints? Okay. Okay. I want to thank each and every one of you for making this a wonderful convention. And I want to go home and take my money with me. So, okay. We are going to do the... Let's go ahead and have our treasurer do it. $25 from the San Francisco chapter. I know. You already got fudge. Oh, my goodness. Thank you. Diane Phelps, are you in the room?
Hey.
Yay, Diane. Thank you so much for making this a wonderful convention. I hope that we see most of you, if not all of you, in Del Mar. Watch for the connection so that you could see when that convention is going to be and start planning. Do we have a motion to adjourn our business meeting? Second. Do we have a second? All those in favor, signify by saying. Wonderful, and I'm not asking for opposition or abstention because we're doing it. Be safe. See you next convention.